yeah. This hour of programming is brought to you by Pizza Hut. Your Blacksburg Pizza Hut at 801 University City Boulevard is open late on Sunday through Thursday until 1 a.m. and Fridays and Saturdays until 2 a.m. Pizza Hut has a variety of specialty pizzas, wings, appetizers, and desserts available for carryout or delivery only at 540-953-3000. WUVT thanks Pizza Hut for their continued support.
Star-belly sneetches had bellies with stars. The plain-belly sneetches had none upon theirs. Those stars weren't so big. They were really so small, you might think such a thing wouldn't matter at all. But because they had stars, all the star-belly sneetches would brag,
"We're the best kind of sneetch on the beaches."
With their snoots in the air, they would sniff and they'd snort.
"We'll have nothing to do with the plain belly sort."
And whenever they met some, when they were out walking, they'd hike right on past them without even talking. When the star belly children went out to play ball, could a plain belly get in the game? Not at all. You only could play if your bellies had stars. And the plain belly children had none upon bars. When the star belly sneetches had Frankfurter roasts, or picnics, or parties, or marshmallow toasts, they never invited the plain belly sneetches. They left them out cold in the dark of the beaches. They kept them away, never let them come near. And that's how they treated them, year after year. Then one day, it seems, while the plain belly sneetches were moping and doping alone on the beaches, just sitting there wishing their bellies had stars, a stranger zipped up in the strangest of cars.
"My friends," he announced in a voice clear and keen, "my name is Sylvester McMonkey McBean. And I've heard of your troubles. I've heard you're unhappy. But I can fix that. I'm the fix-it-up chappy. I've come here to help you. I have what you need. And my prices are low. And I work at great speed. And my work is 100% guaranteed."
Then quickly, Sylvester McMonkey McBean put together a very peculiar machine. And he said,
"You want stars like a star belly sneetch? My friends, you can have them for $3 each. Just pay me your money and hop right aboard."
So they clambered inside. Then the big machine roared. And it bumped, and it bumped, and it jerked, and it burped, and it bopped them about. But the thing really worked. When the plain belly sneetches popped out, they had stars. They actually did. They had stars upon bars. That the ones who had stars at the start.
"We're exactly like you. You can't tell us apart. We're all just the same now, you snooty.
worst.
We're still the best sneeches, and they are the worst. But how now in the world will we know?
They all frown.
If which kind is what, or the other way round?
Then up came McPhee with a very sly wink, and he said,
things are not quite as bad as you think. So you don't know who's who. That's perfectly true. But come with me, friends. Do you know what I'll do? I'll make you again the best sneeches on beaches. And all it will cost you is $10 eaches.
Belly stars are no longer in style, said McPhee.
What you need is a trip through my star off machine. This wondrous contraption will take off your stars, so you won't look like sneeches who have them on bars.
And that handy machine, working very precisely, removed all the stars from their tummies quite nicely. With their snoots in the air, they paraded about, and they opened their beaks, and they let out a shout.
We know who is who. Now there isn't a doubt. The best kind of sneeches are sneeches without.
Then, of course, those with stars all got frightfully mad. To be wearing a star now was frightfully bad. Then, of course, old Sylvester McMonkey McBean invited them into his star-off machine. And, of course, from then on, as you probably guess, things really got into a horrible mess. All the rest of that day on those wild, screaming beaches, the fix-it-up chappie kept fixing up sneeches. Off again, on again, in again. Out again, through the machines, they raced round and about again, changing their stars every minute or two. They kept paying money, they kept running through, until neither the plane nor the star bellies knew whether this one was that one, or that one was this one, or which one was what one, or what one was who. Then, when every last cent of their money was spent, the fix-it-up chappie packed up, and he went. And he laughed as he drove in his car up the beach.
They never will learn. No, you can't teach a sneech.
But McBean was quite wrong. I'm quite happy to say that the sneeches got really quite smart on that day. That day, they decided that sneeches are sneeches. And no kind of sneech is the best on the beaches. That day, all the sneeches forgot about stars, and whether they had one or not upon bars.
some chanters. And maybe this will help with the guy who wanted some music. Read that one. Oh, here we go. Public service announcement number 4. On Saturday, September 25th, Virginia Tech's Veterinary School will be hosting a World Rabies Awareness event. There is fun for the whole family with rabies, even your dogs. Activities include a fun run for you and your pup, information seminars, and even a dog wash. For more information, go to www.vetmed.vt.edu and click on the calendar. So, yeah, there you go. It's the big waste of time. Study hall edition. Ah, yes. This hour of programming is brought to you by Pizza Hut. Your Blacksburg Pizza Hut at 801 University City Boulevard is open late on Sunday through Thursday until 1 a.m. and Fridays and Saturdays until 2 a.m. 2 a.m. Yes. Pizza Hut has a variety of specialty pizzas, wings, appetizers, and desserts available for carryout or delivery only at 540-953-3000. WUVT thanks Pizza Hut for their continued support.
Tell you that Mrs. McCabe had 23 sons and she named them all Dave? Well, she did. And that wasn't a smart thing to do. You see, when she wants one and calls out,
"Yoo-hoo! Come into the house, Dave!"
she doesn't get one. All 23 Daves of hers come on the run. This makes things quite difficult at the McCabe's, as you can imagine, with so many Daves. And often she wishes that when they were born, she had named one of them Bodkin Van Horn, and one of them Hoosfoos, and one of them Snim, and one of them Hotshot, and one Sunny Jim, and one of them Shadrach, and one of them Blinky, and one of them Stuffy, and one of them Stinky, another one Putt-Putt, another one Moonface, another one Marvin O'Gravel Balloonface, and one of them Ziggy, and one Soggy Muff, one Buffalo Bill, and one Biffalo Buff, and one of them Sneepy, and one Weepy Wee, and one Parrot Garters, and one Harris Tweed, and one of them Sir Michael Carmichael Zut, and one of them Oliver Bolivar Butt, and one of them Zanzibar Snoop Snoop McFate. But she didn't do it. And now it's too late.
hey, we're sitting here in the middle of a summer cornfield, and I'm going to... No, where? Oh, what's going on here? Uh-huh. All right. The American Red Cross will be holding many open blood drives in the New River Valley area this month. To learn more, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcross.org. Ah, yes. This is Don, the Don Rossberger here tonight. It's been a lovely night. I hope you stuck around and have had a lovely time getting your studying done. It's been study hall night here at the Big Waste of Time. We've wasted your time like we never have before. And a couple of you were displeased. But hey, you know what? We're not here to please everyone. So yeah, we got 15 more minutes left. Return you back to your summer cornfield.